Here are the opening lines of a poem about the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001.
It was a dark day in America. There was no Amazing Grace.
The best-selling poet, a boy named Matty Stepanek from Rockville, Maryland.
Yesterday was a dark day for those who knew Matty as he passed away at Children's National Medical Center here in Washington, D.C. Doctors say the boy died of complications related to a disease that weakened most of his body's major functions most of his life.
Matty Stepanek was a frail, blonde-haired boy with big glasses who had weak muscles and couldn't walk. He had a rare form of muscular dystrophy that had already claimed the lives of his three older siblings. His mother has the same illness. The boy also had a rare talent. He started writing when he was three. He published 4 books of his poems. Here's one about the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in the nation's capital.
A wall gives structure. It can divide and block. It can support and fortify. It is a place to display photos, writings, awards, and memories. But this is the wall. The wall that gives structure to the insane losses of a war. The wall that represents a nation divided and blocked.
In a series of television appearances, most prominently on the Oprah Winfrey Show, Stepanek became a public face of courage. He told NPR in December 2001 that sometimes writing came with great difficulty.
Some poems I struggle over, but they came to be very, very good ones, like my Vietnam War Memorial poem. Started out, it was hard to write, and I was having a whole lot of trouble with it. But then when I got the grasp on it, it's now a lot of people really like it as a favorite.
Matty Stepanek claimed former President Jimmy Carter as his greatest hero. A TV show arranged a surprise telephone chat between the boy and President Carter 3 years ago. And the 39th president agreed to write the foreword to Stepanek's second book, Journey Through Heart Songs. A few years back, Jimmy Carter told NPR how the boy's life and work affected him.
He's shown a degree of maturity that is extraordinary. And he's not only been able to assuage his own fear and concern and disappointment, but he's also been able to impart to others that level of confidence and excitement about life that is a precious possession for anyone.
Former President Jimmy Carter, in 2001, talking about the young poet Matty Stepanek, who died yesterday at age 13 of complications from muscular dystrophy.
Thank you.